The Ramah is going to say that we don't have any din of a mogli bizman zekta. We don't have a chotzer. Mogli is an area that has mukaf mechitza and two chatzeres open up into it. Chotzer is an area of mukaf mechitza and two bottom open up into it. I think the Ramah is going to say we don't have a din mogli because we don't have a din chotzer. That's what the Chazon Ish says when he gets the Adlokas Neras Chanukah. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do you light Neras Chanukah? So Rashi writes Al Pesach Habayis. You can't write it. You can't light in the Chotzer. That's too far away. The further away you light, so the more Pisumin Isa you have. You light in Times Square, so you have a million people going to see. But the further away you light, so it's not Mitzurip to your house. You have to light it as far away as possible to gain. On the one hand, to gain maximum pisum in Isa, but if you light it too far away, so it's not mitzurif to your house. So what's the best place to light? So Rashi says, Al Pesach Habayis, you can't light in the Chatzah. Too far away has to be mamish. The Tefach HaSamach of Pesach. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says like Tosfos, that you can light anywhere in the Chatzah, up until and including Al Pesach HaChatzah, Nibachutz, but past that not. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't think that Rashi stands alone. Rashi, he gives you a whole bunch of Rishonim who agree with Rashi. It can't be Madlik in the Chotzer, only at Pesach HaBayis. And then the Chazon Ish adds on that since Bizman Hazeh, the Ramah is going to say here, and since Shin Samagim, we don't have any Chotzer Bizman Hazeh. Chotzer means you have two batim in an area that's enclosed with a mechitza, and then they have picnics there, and they sit and they sunbathe there, and they read, and they do homework there. They play games there. So it says that we don't have a chotzer like that. That's in the apartment building where I live. So how do the people use the hallway? I have three locks on my door. Other people have four locks on the door. And you carry your suitcase, and when you come home, you carry your suitcase to the hall, and you open up the door, all the locks, then you go in the house. You never use the hallway. Once a year, they use the hallway a little bit because chometz, when the mothers don't want any pizza in the house, so they tell the children, eat the pizza in the hallway. That's the only time they use the hallway. They never use the hallway for anything, just to walk there, to get to their apartment. They don't have any party. They do. Once a year, they have a get to know each other in the lobby. So they have trefa food and kosher food. Different people bring different foods there. And they get to meet each other. That's once a year, but it doesn't have a normal hishtamshus of a chatzim. So that's what the Ramah says. Since there's no din chatzim bizman hazeh, so therefore there's no din mogli. So this whole din, the beginning, that's the first mission in Erevin, that if you have a mogli and it has only three walls, missing the Ruach Revi'ahs, so it's a kula, only a mogli doesn't apply a chatzah. You can use either a lechi or a kaira. You can use a lechi or a kaira. So first he's going to talk about, I think, a lechi, and then he's going to talk about a kaira. So, but if it's a chatzah, it's not a mogli. If it's a chatzah, it has three walls, then you need a tzuras ha-pesach. So we're machmer that ain't gonna din mavui bizman hazeh. So we always insist that you need it. Tzuras ha-pesach. We don't do lechi. We don't do the kaira. Lechi is a machlokes in the gemara. That's according to Rashi. That's one of the yalkagam. The lamed of yalkagam is lechi ha'imin be'elov. But the lechi is a din lechitza ben ha-torah. Only it's a make believe thing with the rabbanon that they invented over here. So the Mishnah Berurah has. Mishbor has the diagrams here in the first Bir Halacha. It has little diagrams. If you have two walls like this at a right angle to each other, Kimin Gam. Gam is a Greek letter, I think. So then you have a lechi either at the end of one or at the end of the other one. So that counts Minatur. We pass on that counts Minatur. Lechi is good, Mishum Lechitz. But Midrabonin is no good. We say it's only good. The other opinion in Gemara, Lechi Mishum Heker. Lechi Al Pidin is not a Mechitz. Lech is only Mishum Heker. And the difference is, what if it's Einen Me'elov? If it's Midin Heker, you have to put it up, the shame Heker. But if it's Mishum Mechitza, as long as it's Samachalim Ebod Yom, it's good enough. You don't have to put it up. You don't have to make it. If it's Mishum Heker, you have to make it the shame Tiltel. But we pass that it's not Lech Mishum Mechitza. Rashi learned that's the lamed of Yalkagam, Lechi Hodin Me'elov. Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that the lamed is a totally different thing. Totally different thing in Hilchos Nida. So let's see again. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off Shin Samagil. If you have three mechitzas, you need a fourth mechitza. Yeah. What if you only have three mechitzas? is it a Rishus HaYochim in HaTor, or is it a Karmel? So that was the Mishnah Berurah said, that's a Machlokes HaRishon. Okay? And then I said yesterday, he doesn't, I don't think he quotes it, because the Mishnah has a steer in the Ramah. But the three Mechitzas of Rishus HaYochid, Yushe, the Mechitzas of Rishus HaYochid, or it's a Carmelist, or it's a steer in the Ramam, so the Kes Mishnah answers, it depends what's on the other side of the fourth wall that's missing. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, then the area inside is only a Carmelist. If it's a Carmelist on the outside, then the area inside is a Rishus HaYachim. That's a Chiddush. There's a din like that in the Rabban. And if it's Lamakam Asala, what's on the other side? So the Kes Mishnah just made that into a rooted in a din deraisa. Rooted Nifritz and Makamasa plays a role on the level of their eyes. So what's on the other side where there's no wall? So let's see. So what did we learn so far? Sid Gimel. Let's see again. Sid Gimel. Rabbi Sheshel Gimel Mechitzat Parts Mitzad Revi. It's missing the fourth one. Terbal Lechi. If you put a Lechi, what's a Lechi? Av Yavirach Bekolshu. A pole should be 10 Fachim tall. Should be 10 tefachim tall. Can even be from living. There's one Tana holds that's a Riddish. That's a Machlokes HaTana. One Tana holds that since Lechem Yishu Mechitza, Balachayim can serve as a Mechitza. We don't hold like that. We hold that Balachayim can serve. Even human beings. Here, that's the last Rama. I feel a Kosher Shamadam. Now we have a lechi. If he tie a person there, it's also good as a lechi. Provided that if he collapses, he'll still be a 10 tefachim tall, and within 3 tefachim to the wall. The lechi has to be within 3 tefachim to the wall. That's I think a gemara. The lechi has to be within 3 tefachim to the wall. What about a tzuris haPesach? Does a tzuris haPesach kana mikan agabein? So the kana mikan has to be within 3 tefachim to a wall. So that's some of the Achronim came up at that Chumra. And the Mishnah Brewer is going to point out that it's against the Beferush Gemara. The way Tosfos reads the Gemara, there's a Gemara in the second Perek in Erevin. The Gemara has a case like this. You have three walls like this, and then you have a river. On the other side of the river, you have a Tzuris HaPesach. And it's not within three talking to anything. But if it's within Pachas Meyeser, if the gap over here is less than Eser, so this Tzuris HaPesach, this Kana is Mitzdarif with this wall, and then it's considered as if the whole area is Mukaf Mechitza. So you see from the Tosfos that the Tzuris HaPesach, the Kana Mekam Tzuris, doesn't have to be within three talking to a wall. No such thing. Yeah. And then what if you have all four walls? You have all four walls are Tzuris HaPesach. So nothing is within three talking to a wall. There were no walls. The whole thing is Tzuris HaPesach. So it says Beferishat, that's good. We rely on that in the bungalow colony, in the camps, and all the cities. You have Tzuris HaPesach. The whole area is based on Tzuris HaPesach. So we make a lot of that. Some of the Achronim won't say it's no good, but we all rely on that. Yeah. What's if Dal? The Yeshem Ktas Kosev Ruch, this we did it. Yeah, what's if Hey Lechi, the Latin of Ezekiel Matzikoi, the Choshiv Lechi. Lechi has to be, if it's not, I meant it's Beruch Metsuya. If when the wind blows, the Lechi is no longer 10 Tvachim Tvachim. Then the Mishnah Berurah had a Chiddush that we had. If the first 10 Tvachim are tied on to the wall, then above the 10th Vachim, it's blowing in the air. The wind will blow it one direction, another direction. As long as the bottom 10th Vachim are good, so he says, Dal Mehacha, the upper part. Forget about the upper part. That's his lotion. Dal Masha Lamala, Nisha Gam Kein Shir Lechi, it's good with that. So you asked, why don't you say Dal Mehacha? The Machloik is the Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah. It has to be Al Gabehim, and outside is no good. So what if you drill a hole? You have a lechi, you drill a hole in the middle of the lechi, you pull the string through. So the Mishnah Berurah understood the Nesibis, who wrote a Chosha Mishpat, wrote also on Hilchas Pesach. It's called Mekor Chaim. So in the last page on the Mekor Chaim, he has 1.5 pages. That's called Tikkun Erev, how to make an Erev in one easy lesson. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it so often, if you never saw it, you'd think that it must be a big sefer. He quotes it so much. Whole thing is a page and a half. And every 3/4 of a line, he has another din, and he usually doesn't explain the din. Just says, the din. Shine. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot. So the Mishnah Berurah understood or misunderstood one or the other. Mishnah Berurah understood that the Nesiva said in the Mekor Chaim, in the Tikkun Erev, it has to be on the tippy top. That's what Baron Soloveitchik used to call it. It has to be on the very top, on the tippy top. If you drill a hole through and through, even though it's on top of the bottom of the corner, it's no good, it has to be on the very top. So we said that's why the Beishleim Harachom, you have to bang down the nail. Because we don't bang down the nail, so the nail is an extension of the lechi, and the string is benatzat, it's on the back of the nail. How you bang it down the tip of the nail, the top of the nail is still on top, so that's okay. As long as it's you bang it down, shut. Yeah. And the Chazadish thinks that Dalmihacha, what do you care? If you drill a hole and the string goes through and through, even though the string is not al gabeim on the very top of the corner, Dalmihacha, the upper part, well, who cares what's on top of that? As long as you have a source of pesach on the bottom is good. So you ask, how come the Mishnah Berurah holds Dalmihacha over here and there not? I don't know. You got to think about it. You got to work on it. Let's see. Oh, here's Sivav. Tzorch shaloi hei alechi rochik merakas gen rochik. That's by Lechi, that's Beferish in the Gemara. What does he say? He says it's Rabbeinu Yoinison. I thought it's a Beferish in the Gemara. But by Tzuris HaPesach, the Achronim came up with that. And then some Achronim, they read it into a Tosus. The other Achronim said, Tosus never said that. So that's a Shaila, where the Tzuris HaPesach has to be. So some hold both of the poles of the Tzuris HaPesach. Both of the poles have to be within 3 Tvachim of a wall. And the Nesivus writes at least one of the two. The Mekor Chaim writes one of the two has to be within 3 tefachim of the wall. And Mishnah Berurah says the whole thing is against the Gemara. That Gemara, the Tzuris HaPesach on the other side of the river. The 9 amos away from the wall, not within 3 tefachim to the wall. There is no such thing. Let's see. What's Siv Zayin that's up there? Lech Afi L'Shraim B'Shiv Yishraim. Shem doesn't have to be one piece. Doesn't have to be one piece for the Lechi. Yeah, it can have little bricks all lined up. Lachin osir lachi misit tochi because matcha izor shalo yismacher. Let's say you have 3 walls that you're supposed to put a lechi on one tetrachim tall. So if you have thick plaster and you paint on one wall, you have paint on one wall, thick plaster, and you see that it's bolate a 1/4 inch, that counts as a lechi. Does that count as a tzuris ha-pesach? Highly questionable. So many I make a lot of this. It counts for Tzuris HaPesach also. Karnim become because they confuse Karnim with Lechi. Because he asked the black guys from Broadway Maintenance that make all the Eruvim. I remember there were once where they were making the Erev in Riverdale. So I was there. So Rabbi Willig was introducing me to the Goyim who make the Erev. They said, this is one of the brothers who are the biggest experts in Erev. So the Schwarzer says, I beg your pardon, I'm the biggest expert. He knows better than everyone. So he called the Schwarzer called it a lechi. It's not a lechi. It's the Rishonim called it a lechi. A lechi is this. And you have karnim mekam, karnim mekam, karnim. That's not the same as a lechi. It doesn't have to be between 3 tvachim. Not the same. And some of the dinim are the same, and not all. So what does he say? It can be made up of different pieces. Let's say it's made up from a asherah. It's made up from Atzei Asherah. Atzei Asherah is Oymed L'Sreif is Kitoise Mechdu Shura. Kitoise Mechdu Shura, when you have Avodah Zarah, that's Oymed L'Sreif, you say Kitoise Mechdu Shura, it doesn't mean that it's Kibisha Eino. It means it's not considered one big unit. Kitoise Mechdu is considered as if it's chopped up. So it's not mitzarv to a shear. If you need a shear in the Chefs over here, the 10 Tvachim tool. It's not a shear that the lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. The rishus is 10 tefachim tall, and the rishus has to be mukav mechitza. So the lechi is a mechitza. It's a mitzias. It is there. You don't say that whenever it's ketos mechdusho is kemisha eino. That's a discussion in Gittin. You write a get on Isuri Hano. Do you say ketos mechdusho is kemisha eino? Or you say no. It's not mitzarv to a shear. But a get, there is no minimum size, how big the get has to be. It could be, you can write the whole get on a tiny little piece of paper. It's also good. So that's the din. The lechi has to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. So a lot of times if you have sid, if you have just thick plaster, so much for the bottom is going to get eroded, it's going to get rubbed away. So the lechi is not going to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. That then within 3 tefachim to the ground, is that acceptable by a tzuris ha-pesach also? Yeah, the tzuris ha-pesach can become a kan agabeyim. So by lechi, quotes, the din has to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. It doesn't have to reach the ground much. What about a tzuris ha-pesach? So a lot of achrayim say, yeah, of course it's good within 3 tefachim. The Stipler writes that it's good within 3 tefachim. And the Chazon Ish writes that it's no good. The Stipler, a lot of times, he didn't know what it said in the Chazon Ish. He's the brother of the Chazon Ish. A lot of times he says things and he writes, and afterwards he found the Chazon Ish said. Or he doesn't even write. A lot of times the Chazon Ish says, faket. He wasn't always familiar with all the Chazon Ish. Well, Sifches, that's a Gemara. Sifches is a Gemara Daf Pei. It says, Lechish Hasam Eatzi Asher, Kosher. Even though Atzi Asher is under the Sreif, he should say, Ki Toise Mechtu Shura. Does Mechtu Shura does mean that it's Kamisha Enoi. Why? Ki Toise Mechtu Shura does mean that it's Kamisha Enoi. Hold up, boy, Shia, yeah. That's when the Mishnah Berurah writes on Lam. Does Mechtu Shura means it's not the Starif to be Mashlem Ashia. Because the same middle is Reifa, so it doesn't have a shir. One of the Rabbonim from the Bronx, Rabbi Moshe Bick, used to give a mashal. He said that in order to serve in the police force, you have to have a minimum height. 5.5 feet, whatever it is. Apparently the Puerto Ricans are shorter than most other people. So when they want to join the police force, so they stand on their tippy toes and they stretch out like this and they make it. But they're only 5.5 feet. For a second, they don't. So that doesn't count. That shouldn't count for a shir. So he said, "Kidos mechdushu is oimed l'sreifa. Whatever shir it's supposed to have is oimed l'sreifa." So the lechi, that's Reb Chaim explaining. The lechi needs 10 tefachim. It's not a shir in the lechi. Shir in the mokum. A mokum is not two dimensional. Dalet al dalet tefachim. A mokum is three dimensional. Dalet al dalet begova yudet. The mokum should be mokum. So the lechi has to have 10 tefachim. Because the mokum has 10 tefachim. What does it bother me? Kitos mechtu shura. You don't need a shir in the cheftes. The mokum has 10 tefachim. And in Metzias there is a lechi there. So that's what Reb Chaim explained. Some of the Rishonim have it. The Rishonim who weren't printed during the lifetime of Reb Chaim, they found them in Kisviyah. So they after Reb Chaim wrote his sefer, then they found the Rishonim said the Ferish like that. What's the din sif test ben shenirus blitas halacha l'amde matar hamav ve'en nirus l'amde machutz ben shenirus l'amde machutz neger halal hamav ve'en nirus l'amde mifnim is kosher. Yeah, nir mi machutz v'shavim mi mifnim. Let's say you have it like this. Let's say you have the three walls, and then you have a lechi on the outside. A lechi on the outside over there. So from the perspective of the people inside of the mavui, you don't see it at all. It's on the outside. Or let's say you have a lechi that goes, the wall goes a little further. A separate piece of wood, the wall goes a little further. So how can you notice that? When you had that, this case says, Nimi bachutz v'shavim b'mdim. If the lechi is on the outside, what do you have in the inside? And the lechi, okay, I put a lechi over here. Put a lechi on the inside over there. So maybe if you can notice it. When you stand outside, you don't notice it. The wall just comes to an end. You don't see that on the inside there's another lechi next to the end of the wall. So that's a Gemara that it's good. What if hechik about kreis or gimel, or she gimel, or it's very possible. Chazon Ish holds that if you have a tzuris ha-pesach, the kana mekan has to reach the floor. Torch gimel is no good. Dokim is no good. He says, Gimel is a sheer lover. Lover is a halacha. He says, that Tzuris HaPesach, the Ruva Nigmar has to be Kediyavdi Inchin, like Goyish people would construct a frame of a door. Goyish people don't know from good Asik and good Achas and Lovud. This halacha no Shem Yisir has to be a normal way where you build a door. He said, you can't say Lovud. Stipler writes a double portion. If it reaches the 10th truck, it's good. I remember they had one speak at the RCA spring convention in the mountains. So the one right before me speaking was Rabbi Tedler. He was talking about brain death. That was one of his favorite topics. And right after him, I was supposed to talk about Eridan, how to make an Erid. So I came a little early. I listened to the end of his lecture. And then, because I was on right at the end, so he stayed to hear my talk. So after I gave the whole presentation, all the things from the Chazanish, he raises his hand the first question. He says, according to Rabbi Shechner, no Erev in the world is good. So I said, except for those that I supervise. He doesn't know the Chazanish, he doesn't know what it says in Shulchan. He made up his own data about Erev. He always made up all of his own data. The original thing. Yeah. So this then Hechiko, yeah, he explains why. He tells him Lachatchila, when you make an Erev, the pole should not be touching the floor. Why? Because it's going to get ruined by the rain and by the automobiles. They're going to crash into it. So if it's going to be all the way down to the ground, it's going to get ruined. So he tells them that they should put it, they should be Magbia, the Konami Khan, the two of them should that cannot be touching the ground. And he said that it's no good. That's what he said, according to what I said. All of his Eruvin are no good. I said, so they're no good. So that's what it says in Yud. They repeat. Hechik mechkosu gimotok, mechik mechkosu gimotok, mechik mechkosu gimotok, mechik mechkosu gimotok, al pishen well, a dalet u'mashuhu, zayin u'mashuhu. Kosher, the lechi has to be 10 fochum tall, but it isn't 10, it's only 7.5. But it's 2.5 tefachim will be lifted up from the ground. So 2.5 tefachim is lavud. Lavud means that if two things are within 3 tefachim to each other, it's considered as if it's moved over. What do you say? No. It's considered as if it's filled in. So it's mashlim the 10 tefachim. The lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. So if the lechi is within 3 tefachim, the lechi is 2.5 tefachim from the ground. The lechi itself is 7.5 tefachim. So it's not just that as if the two are touching. More than that, the missing 2.5 tefachim is considered kisasim davar. It's mashlim the need for the 10 tefachim. That's lechi amim me'elim. That's a machloek to the Bible Rabbah. That's a machloek to Rashi and Tosfos. This is from the Yalki Gaon or not. If you weren't thinking about it on Erev Shabbos, you're going to rely on this lechi, then it's not good. There was a different lechi. They told that on Shabbos, and now they realize, oh, there's another lechi, but they didn't even realize there was another. That's no good. Lo, you have to have some mechalim about you. Abul Blohi Hashem lechi on Erev Shabbos, give some chalim. Yud Beis Lechi Abim Meir, Afiv Samchal Meir, Shabbos Abim Mavi, Rachu Yosef, Yifes Amos, what is this? Lechi Ha'imek Be'elov, and we pass on that it is good if Samchal Abim Abad Yom, it is good. However, there's a hitch, there's one condition, Mavi Rachu Yosef, Yifes Amos, what is this? And Malechi Boilet, the opening of the fourth wall, you have 3 walls in Yerushalayim, the fourth wall is missing. So if it's more than 8 amas, what if the lechi is exactly dalar amas? And the lechi boilet, the tercha dalar amas, and indeed the mishum lechi. So if lechi achar ha'ati, right? The lechi that's dalar amas longer is not acceptable. That's a wall. So let's say I have 3 mechitzas, and the fourth wall that's missing is 9 amas. And if I put a wall that's omed merub ala parubs, let's say this is 9 amas, and I have a wall that's 5 amas, and 4 amas are missing. So omed merub ala parubs, merub kukula, is good. As long as I don't have a pirtzi yes and the yesa. Open part is four up, that's good. What if I put exactly here? He has a case. I put exactly here. So we say, he actually sums it. It can't be it's exactly here. So either it's 51% or 49% of the wall that is covered with this wall. That looks like it's machzah machzah. So what's the din? So the Gemara seems to say, if you have a lechi, that's, if they would have put a lechi here, this is 9 amos open, and they put a lechi here, it would have been fine. But if they put a lechi, that's 4 amos long. But once it's 4 amos long, it can't be treated as a lechi. It's a wall. A lechi has to be something separate from the wall. It could be nearly bachutz v'shavad and thin, nearly between v'shavad and bachutz. It doesn't have to be so conspicuous, both on the inside and from the outside. But it has to be, the lechi is something separate. It shouldn't be a wall itself. That should be separate from the wall. So if it's dalar amos long, then it's called a wall. Then it's a binyan, so it's no good. Rachis mechol ma'ashav, what's over there? Again, since you say lechi on the mouth, this amen, Hashem, if my mother, Rachel, yes, my first amen. Now, lechi, but we'll tell her, dollar amen. So if it's dollar amen, so long as you need to make it, it's no good, it's a wolf. So if lechi, I can't tell you, I'm a demur, the wolf, shake an egg, go, you tell me that slow as well. Sen, and I told her, Rachel, yes, my first amen. She ain't me, because she will, the shem, lechi, the middle, the shem, lechi, yes, they call it, the old dollar amen, so I'll if you put it up, the Shem Lechi, it's good, even if it's longer than Dalar Amos. You put it up, the Shem Lechi. If you didn't put Lechi, I'm in the Eilat, then it's a din that it's Dalar Amos long. And who says that? Finish. That's what the Ramah has. Amido, the Shem Lechi, this old speak from Shem Lechi. I feel it off, ask me now. Who says that? He doesn't say who speaks. M. Gimel. Okay. Interesting thing. And Mar says, yes, the Dalar Amos is not a lechi. And the Rambam says, it's not true. He says, lechi, I'm in the Eilat, it's no good. Okay. So finish. What is Sifya Gimel? Lechi, I'm Roshach, I'm Dof, Nishal Mam, Shamibo, Huda, Kenegar, Ovi, Yakos, and Nishal Mam, Shnei, Nehem, Bibachut. As they have three walls, and then let's say the walls are so thick, they put a lechi at the end. If they have three walls like this, 1, 2, 3, and this is so thick. Then I put a lechi that if you're standing inside, it just looks like the wall went further. But it's not the same thickness. The thickness of the wall is 2 inches. There's only 1 inch thick. So since it's noticeable from the outside, that counts as a lechi. Nearby bakutz, b'shav yufnim, or nearby b'yufnim, b'shav bakutz, as long as it's noticeable from one direction or the other. That's what he said. They put a lechi, I'm Roshach, I'm Dov, I'm Shammah, I'm Nidu. Put the Kenegar, I'm Yankos, I'm Shabbat, I'm Nim. If you look for people in the inside, it doesn't look like there's a lechi, it just looks like the wall is longer. But it's near Bibachut, Shabbat, I'm Nidu, yeah. Bachis, so what's it? Bachis, Bidal, Aram, and Dib, Mishum, Lechi. If the thing that you added on is less than Dal Aram is long, Dal Aram is long, then it doesn't count as a lechi. We just said before, the Ramad just said before, if you put in Shem Lechi, it is good. So why is all of a sudden over here? Is agreeing with the Mechaber that it's no good? Simple reading in the Gemara is that a lechi that's more than Dalar Amos long is no good, period. Not like the Ramah said at the end of Sikhi, your face. Anyway, what is that? Lost on Shaman, Kala, Mamsha, Ein Kama. It's more than Dalar Amos long, it doesn't count as a lechi. It's Pashim Shaman. What's your dollar? Oh, yes, Shechshar. Oh, and this is the other thing. Either lechi or korah. What time is it? What time is it?
It's 9:07.
9:07. Okay, so at least we finished lechi. So we're up to korah. Korah just begins like this. If you have three walls like this, you put a beam on top from one, the walls are tall. Two stories. Put a beam on top from one to the other. So that's Mishum Heker. That has to, a Korah, a Lechi, is a Machlech, is a Baiva Rabbah. Ahmed Me'eva, this is Mishum Mechitza, Mishum Heker. So he passed on this Mishum Mechitza. Ahmed Me'eva, this is good. That's why Rashi That's the Rashi in Yalke Gam, against the Abdelkim. So Lachi on the Me'elu is good. But a Korah made his Me'elu is not good. Korah is Mishum Hekes. It has to be placed there, Rishayim Tuk. And if the Korah is Lamayla Me'esu Mamu, Rashalta Be'enu, then it's not a good Hekes. What if you have a Tzuris HaPes, not a Lachi, not a Korah? Because we don't hold from either of these. We don't allow because we don't aim on a good part of his mother. Ain't not a good mother. It's going to be a Ramos on it over here. Ain't not a good mother because ain't not a good father. So we don't allow that Kiyoka. We only allow a Tzuris HaKosa. What they did if the Tzuris HaKosa because I met his name now. Yesham, the Rav Meir, the Tzad, the Rav Meir, the Tzuris HaKosa, the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, why? Because no din chatzir is mamu hekos. We don't use the chatzir as a normal hushtam. So if a mother doesn't have the din of a mother. Yes. That's a shaila. The Ramah says, ain't not a din chatzir is mamu hekos. So how do you have a din of an ear? A din is in New York City. You can walk from one end of the city to the other. There's no din of chumit. Chumit begins outside of the city. So what's the definition of a city? So the Mishnah has both an Erevin and an Erechin. An Erechin is going to get a Yoris on the Kappas Chaymai, so sure been wrong. So what's the definition of an ear? Well, let's say for Mikra Megillah purposes. For Mikra Megillah, there used to be a din of Yoy Maknisa. If you live in Far Magdiba, Yoy Maknisa, they have a Kula, they can lay in the Megillah on Monday or Thursday before Purim. Unless Purim falls out on Monday or Thursday. Man Baisheni, there was a kula. After the Churban Abayis, they did away with that kula. So what's the definition of an ear? So they have to put together all the Gemaras. So the Mishnah says both an Erevin and an Erevin. The definition of an ear is Gimel Chatzeres. Yeah, Gimel Chatzeres. Tosfos says, what do you mean Gimel Chatzeres? I mean, one Chatzer in New York, one Chatzer in St. Louis, one Chatzer in Los Angeles, the whole United States is one big ear. He says, no, the Chatzeres have to be close to each other. How close? It has to be touching, contiguous, not mistaba. Tyson says, probably this year, Shiva Mamma Vishirat. We within 70 amas. Within 70 amas to each other. So you have to have Gimel Chatzeres. You have to have Gimel Chatzeres, and you have to have a minimum population of 100 people. Let's say it's an airport motel. Every 2 nights, someone else is sleeping there. They don't live there, Kabul. That's not good. You have to have a minimum population of 100 people who live there with Kriyas, what's called the Kriyas. So I would have said either 30 days or 12 months. The Gemara Barabbas has sometimes a Dinam Deraisa that depends for your Nidachas purposes how many people are citizens of the city. So it depends either on living there 30, some didn't depend on 30 days, some didn't depend on 12 months. The Shnibura quotes an opinion, he passed it like that, if they live there 6 months. Where do 6 months come from? 6 months, they don't walk around the Gemara for 6 months. 6 months, because that was normal, that people would rent an apartment for half a year. So he says, so you have to have Gimel Chatzeres, and you have to be close to each other, either touching each other, or within 70 amas to each other. And you have to have a minimum, in the Gimel Chatzeres, you have to have a minimum population of 100 people. That's Machlege Ba'ir and Idachas. What's the minimum population? You have to have, that should have a din of an ear. There should be a near any darkness. So the writer writes, and that's Purim, that's Megillah. Every Paschal 100 people. It's negated all the dinner. So that's the shayla that the Marshan asks. If you have to have Gimel Chatzeres, and the Ramah says we don't have a dinner Chatzeres of his manazer, so you can't walk more than a sheer milk. None of the cities have a dinner of an ear. So the Marshan says, if you have 100 people population, Kabua, that can substitute for the Gimel Chatzeres. That's very difficult. The Pasha says you need both. You need everything all together. You need minimum population of 100 people live there Kabul. Plus that there should be Gimel Chatzeres. Not either this or that. Pasha need it all together. So that's a big problem. How can you walk in a city? How can you walk in a city? 22 and a half minutes is a sheer mill. That's how Pai Mama is a mill. 22 and a half minutes. How can you walk more than 22 and a half minutes from your house? It's foot slip from. If anyone had been here, the kasha, there's no answer. If you all like the Ramah, the anyone had been chatzah, anyone had been chatzah, anyone had been mabui, anyone had been here. In order to be an ear, you have to have given chatzah. It's a problem. There's another shayla, whether chatzah was on the second floor count. And so you have Gimel Chatzeres, you have three floors. A dormitory probably is a chatzer. And the guys walk down the hallways and they're bathrobing and they're people's rooms. They do use the hallways. They use the bathroom at the end, they take a shower, they walk all over the place. So maybe a dormitory is good. But can you count Gimel Chatzeres, three floors of a dormitory, one on top of the other? We all have to be on the ground level. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that some don't depend on the ground level. You don't count. You want to be mitzak things to an ear. You can't count things on the upper floor. It has to be dafka on the ground level. So it could be that three floors of the dormitory don't count as Gimel Chatzeres. You have to have three Chatzeres on the ground level. So that's a shala. How can you walk in any city more than 22 and a half minutes? You ready for Tzlut Chum? That would be a good answer. Okay.